Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. The Reuters journalists Hwa Loan and Jaw So Oo, jailed by Myanmar for breaking the Official Secrets Act, have been unexpectedly freed from prison. They'd been sentenced in September to 7 years in jail after investigating the involvement of the Myanmar security forces into the killing of 10 Rohingya Muslims. Our correspondent Nick Beek was outside the prison in Yangon.
Local reporters and photographers peered through the gates of Insane Prison for their first glimpse of Hwa Loan and Jaw So Oo. Despite his ordeal, Hwa Loan told me he was looking forward to getting back to work.
I'm really happy. I would like to thank you for everyone who helped us inside in the prison and also around the world, people who are wishing to release us.
The pair were detained 18 months ago while they investigated the killing of Rohingya Muslims by Burmese soldiers. The story prompted a rare admission of guilt from the army and later won the reporters a prestigious Pulitzer Prize.
Turkey's main opposition Republican People's Party is meeting in Ankara to plan its next moves following Monday's decision to annul the victory of its candidate in Istanbul's recent mayoral elections. Turkey's electoral authorities have ordered a rerun after complaints of fraud from the AK Party of President Erdogan. The Republican People's Party called it a black day for Turkish democracy. Hungary is planning to deport 16 failed asylum seekers to Afghanistan later on Tuesday, but a civil rights group has appealed to the European Court of Human Rights to stop the deportations. Nick Thorpe reports.
The 16 Afghans include at least six children, one with heart disease who recently had an operation, and a pregnant 39-year-old woman. On Monday, they were issued the deportation orders and told they will be flown to Kabul from Budapest Airport on Tuesday evening. The Hungarian Helsinki Committee, a civil rights group, says their claims for asylum were never assessed on merit and rejected purely on the grounds that they crossed a safe country, Serbia, on their way to Hungary. There's been no official comment on the case so far.
The organising committee of the Rugby World Cup has advised host cities in Japan to make sure that they don't run out of beer. A spokesman said there was little understanding in Japan of rugby culture and its close association with alcohol, and they were keen to make sure that no city was drunk dry by the 400,000 foreign fans expected to visit the country. Brewers have been advised to strengthen their supply chains. BBC News.